You know that feeling, right? It's a very specific, visceral moment.
Oh, yeah.
You're in a store, or maybe you're on your couch, it's late, and your thumb is just hovering over the buy now button.
You've done all homework.
All of it. The unboxing videos, the reviews, you've picked out the perfect TV, or that one washing machine that actually fits in the weird corner of your laundry room. You're excited. The dopamine is definitely hitting.
It's the absolute peak of the consumer experience, that anticipation.
Exactly. It's that pivot from, look how shiny this is, to, I can't wait to use it. But then, right as you're about to commit.
Right at the last second.
Yeah, this little voice just pops into the back of your head. A tiny nagging whisper that asks, wait, what if this thing just, I don't know, explodes next Tuesday?
Or what if the screen just goes black in a month and I'm out $2,000?
It's the universal anxiety of being a modern consumer.
It is. The joy of getting something new is almost immediately followed by the fear of it failing. You realize you aren't just buying a product. You're buying a potential liability.
That is such a buzzkill way to put it, but you are totally right. And that's usually when we start frantically looking for the warranty info.
Right.
And we aren't just talking about fixing broken items today, are we? We're not talking about being on hold with customer service for 3 hours.
No, this is much bigger. We're talking about a fundamental shift in consumer psychology.
A shift in how we, as shoppers, view safety.
It's a massive shift.
Mm.
I mean, we're moving from a passive hope that things just work.
Fingers crossed, knock on wood.
To an active requirement that we are protected.
So let's unpack this. The source we're diving into today is a document called The Consumer Mandate for Extended Warranty Security.
Mm-hmm.
And it has this very telling subtitle we're going to spend some time on. Why Warranty Length and Coverage Are Top of Mind for Shoppers.
It is a dense title, I'll give you that. But every single word in there is doing a lot of heavy lifting. It's like a code we need to crack.
Right off the bat, I get the sense this isn't just about reading the fine print.
Not at all. And if we want to understand the modern marketplace, we have to look at that first part again, the consumer mandate.
Mandate? That is a strong word. It feels heavy.
It is heavy. And that's where the big picture really starts to form. If you look at how industry analysis usually talks about shoppers, you see much softer words.
Like trends.
Right. Trends or preferences or maybe shopping habits.
Yeah, like saying, I prefer blue cars, or I tend to shop on weekends, that kind of thing.
Exactly. A preference is optional. A preference is polite. It's something a brand can choose to ignore, and maybe they lose a few sales, but it's not a deal breaker.
But the source uses mandate.
Yes. A mandate isn't a suggestion. It's a command. It is an authoritative instruction.
It sounds almost political, like the voters have spoken and the results are in.
In a way, they have. When we vote with our dollars, we're issuing instructions to the market. And what the source is telling us that the instruction has changed.
It's no longer, it would be nice if you protected this product.
It's become, you must ensure this product is secure or I walk away.
That is a fascinating power dynamic shift. So the mission for our deep dive today is to figure out why that change happened. Why have shoppers moved from passively accepting whatever to actively mandating security?
Because warranties used to be the most boring part of shopping.
They were the afterthought. But now, as the source says, this mandate is top of mind.
Yeah, let's talk about that phrasing. Top of mind.
To me, that usually means the first thing I think of. Like, if I'm hungry, pizza's top of mind. If I'm buying a phone, the camera, the battery life is top of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me that warranties are now sitting at that same table?
It does seem counterintuitive, doesn't it? We like to think we buy things for the fun features. The speed, the look, the status.
Of course.
But this source argues that warranty length and coverage have climbed that ladder. They aren't the afterthought anymore. They're right there at the top, competing with the features themselves.
Which implies that before I've even swiped my card, I'm already thinking about the worst case scenario.
You're anticipating the timeline of ownership.
Mm-hmm.
Top of mind means it's a priority filter. Think of it like a gateway.
Okay.
If a product doesn't pass the warranty test, it might not even get considered for the features test. The source is highlighting a very calculated, risk-averse shopper.
So what does this all mean for the average buyer? It feels like we've become a lot more serious about our shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Like we've all become amateur risk assessment officers.
We've just become more conscious. I mean, look at the world today. Prices are up. Technology is more expensive than ever. We're aware of the investment we're making.
Not just in money, but in time and frustration.
Exactly. If warranty coverage is top of mind, it means we are actively trying to mitigate future pain before it even happens.
We're preemptively solving problems. We're building the bunker before we even buy the house.
That's a great way to put it.
Okay, so we've established this is a mandate and it's top of mind, but I want to dig into the specific wording here. The source doesn't just say extended warranties. It says extended warranty security.
Yes. And that word security is the key to the whole psychological puzzle.
It feels different than just saying protection or insurance, doesn't it?
It feels much heavier.
Yeah.
Insurance is a financial product. It sounds like paperwork and deductibles. Protection sounds functional, like a phone case.
Right.
But security. Security is a fundamental human need.
It's straight out of Maslow's hierarchy. Food, water, shelter, security.
Exactly. When the source pairs extended warranty with security, it completely elevates the conversation. It suggests the shopper isn't looking for a reimbursement check.
Or a repair ticket.
No. They're looking for a feeling. The feeling of being safe.
Safe from what, though? Just a broken device?
Safe from the chaos of a broken product. Safe from that unexpected expense that just ruins your monthly budget. Safe from the feeling of being taken advantage of.
So it's emotional safety as much as financial safety.
It is. It's like the warranty is a shield against the world's unpredictability. You know, we can't control the economy, we can't control the weather. But maybe, just maybe, we can control whether our refrigerator keeps working.
That's deep.
And if we connect this to the shopper mentioned in the source, it changes how we view the product itself. If I'm buying a laptop, I'm not just buying the hardware. I'm buying the ability to do my work for the next 3 years.
And if that hardware fails, your security is breached.
My ability to function is breached. So the shopper in this text isn't just a consumer of goods. They're a seeker of stability.
That's a beautiful way to phrase it. The extended warranty security is the product that guarantees the stability of the purchase.
And because it is now a mandate, the shopper is demanding that the brand provide that stability. They aren't willing to gamble on it anymore.
The era of the lucky purchase is over.
Completely.
It's interesting because security usually implies a threat. I guess the threat here is just product failure or obsolescence.
The threat is loss of value. If I spend $1,000 and it breaks in a year, I have lost value. I have lost time. Security is the guarantee that the value remains intact. It's a hedge against the future.
Okay, so we know we want security. We know we're mandating it. But security is kind of a vague concept, right? You can't just walk up and say, one security, please.
How do you measure it?
Well, the source gives us two very specific yardsticks. And here's where it gets really interesting.
Warranty length and coverage.
Right. The subtitle spells it out clearly. It doesn't say price. It doesn't say brand name. It focuses on length and coverage.
These are the two pillars of the mandate. If security is the goal, then length and coverage are the mechanics of how we get there. They're the X and Y axis of the graph.
Let's break down length first. Why is that specifically called out? Is it just, you know, longer is better?
Well, think about the time horizon of ownership.
Mm.
When you buy something, you have an internal clock running.
Mm.
You might not say it out loud, but you say to yourself, I expect this fridge to last 10 years, or I expect this laptop to last 4 years.
And if the warranty is only 1 year, there's a mismatch.
A massive mismatch.
Yeah.
That gap between the warranty length and your expected ownership length is a gap in security. It's a period of vulnerability.
It's the valley of death for the product.
It is, where you own it, but you're completely exposed.
That is terrifying when you think about it. So when the source says length is top of mind, it means shoppers are literally looking at the calendar. They're doing the math.
They're trying to align the protection with the life cycle. If the warranty length falls short, the security feels incomplete.
It's like locking your front door but leaving the back door wide open.
Perfect analogy. You're safe for a while, but eventually you're exposed. And the modern shopper is savvy enough to spot that exposure immediately.
And that exposure causes anxiety. Which brings us right back to that mandate. We're mandating that the length matches our expectations.
Exactly. If I'm paying for a premium product, I expect a premium timeline of protection to mirror the timeline of use. It's about synchronization.
Okay, so that's length. That's the when. Now let's look at the what. The source highlights coverage.
Coverage is the scope. Length tells you how long you're safe. Coverage tells you what you're safe from.
This is the classic, does it cover water damage question? Or accidental drops.
It's the answer to all the what ifs that keep us up at night. What if the motor burns out? What if the screen flickers? What if my toddler throws it in the toilet?
I feel like coverage is where the trust issues usually happen.
Absolutely.
We've all had that experience where you think you have a warranty, but then you read the fine print and realize it covers almost nothing.
The gotcha moments.
Yeah, like, oh, this covers the engine, but not the transmission. Or this covers the screen, but not if you dropped it.
And that is exactly why coverage is part of this consumer mandate. Shoppers are tired of hollow promises.
Of warranties that are full of holes like Swiss cheese.
Yes. When the source says coverage is top of mind, it implies a real scrutiny of the details. Consumers want comprehensive security.
So length is about time and coverage is about depth.
Precisely. And you really need both to achieve true security. A 10-year warranty that covers nothing is useless.
And a comprehensive warranty that only lasts a week is also useless.
Exactly. You need both to be high to hit that sweet spot of extended warranty security.
It seems like the source is suggesting that consumers are actually evaluating these two things independently and then combining them to make a decision.
And the fact that the source isolates these two factors tells us that shoppers are getting sophisticated. They aren't just looking for a sticker that says warranty included.
Right.
They are looking under the hood.
Asking specific probing questions.
About duration and scope, yes.
It's almost like the shopper has become an actuary, assessing risk, calculating probabilities, and demanding a policy that covers the spread.
In a world of complex electronics and expensive repairs, you almost have to be. The mandate is a reaction to the complexity of the products we buy.
That's so true.
You can fix a bicycle chain yourself.
Yeah.
You cannot fix a motherboard. So the reliance on the warranty has gone way up.
Okay, so let's zoom out. We've torn apart the words mandate, security, top of mind, length, and coverage.
And what we're left with is a portrait of a very empowered consumer.
Empowered and maybe a little bit demanding.
I would say exacting rather than demanding. Right. The modern shopper knows what they want. They want to make a purchase and then stop worrying about it.
They want the transaction to be the end of the stress, not the beginning of it.
I love that. Because often buying something feels like you've just adopted a problem.
It does.
And that is why security is the operative word. They are mandating a stress-free ownership experience. They are willing to pay for the product, but they are demanding that the peace of mind comes with it.
It really changes how you look at shopping. Next time I am at a store, I'm not just going to see price tags. I'm going to see these invisible contracts of security.
You are. You're going to see the negotiations happening in every aisle, because that is what you are really paying for. The device is just the vehicle.
The security is the peace of mind that lets you enjoy it.
Without the security, the device is just a source of anxiety.
So what does this all mean if we summarize the key takeaway here?
The takeaway is that the era of the passive purchaser is over. We're seeing a consumer mandate where security is paramount.
And that security is specifically defined by two clear metrics, length and coverage.
And this isn't a fringe movement. The source says it is top of mind, which means it's ubiquitous.
It's the standard operating procedure for the modern shopper.
It is. If you're buying something today, you are likely part of this mandate, whether you realize it or not. You are subconsciously prioritizing that security over just the initial price tag.
We are all part of the mandate. I love that. It makes me feel like part of a movement. We're like a union of shoppers.
Yeah, you are. We all are. We are collectively raising the bar for what we expect from manufacturers. We're telling them that good enough isn't good enough anymore. We need secure.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, the ball is now in the court of the brands and retailers. We've issued the mandate. Now they have to respond.
It is. And that raises an important question to leave with you. If consumers are now issuing a formal mandate for security, if they're demanding length and coverage as a prerequisite for purchase,
what happens?
What happens to the brands that still treat warranties as just an afterthought?
Oh, that is the question, isn't it? Adapt or perish.
If you ignore a mandate, you usually don't stay in power for very long.
And in the marketplace, power means survival.
It does. If brands ignore this call for security, they might find that shoppers simply take their mandate elsewhere.
A powerful thought to end on. The shoppers have spoken, and they are asking for security. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive.
Always a pleasure to decode the market with you.
And thank you to everyone listening. Keep asking those tough questions. Keep checking that fine print. And remember, you have the power of the mandate. We'll see you on the next deep dive.